Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you survived the tundra that was the Geek History Lesson Extra episode about Killer Frost. And you are now ready to talk more about Killer Frost so that we got it for you because you guys support this episode and this podcast. This podcast is for you and we're going to do it. Ashley, what are we talking about?
Well, we said a lot in our lesson on Killer Frost, particularly when talking about Caitlin Snow, that she is an incredibly minor character when you look about a...
She kind of reminds me of Felicity on Arrow, because Felicity yes. also was a Firestorm character that barely existed.
Yes. You know, that's grown her prominence because they took her onto the TV show and they did something really unique and different with her.
Totally.
So what I wanted to know was, who is a character who, you know, would be considered a minor character, not your Justice League kind of metal, that we would like to see in the show, either like a Marvel show or a DC show. I think we're going to do one of each.
We're going to do one of each.
So I guess because
this, this is your idea, I'd love to hear who your choice is.
Okay, shall we start with DC since this is a DC character?
Yep.
So this character actually hasn't appeared very much in the New 52, and they're a character who's very near and dear to my heart. I would like to see Raven show up on Supergirl.
Okay. How would you incorporate Raven into that show?
Raven can take people and she can bring them into different dimensions and different astral planes of being. So what I would do is I would have Supergirl repeatedly have nightmares of this kind of ethereal, dark, you know, kind of girl who maybe looks like your death analog, who's, you know, like, come with me, come with me, come with me. And then, you know, she can talk to like Wynn and Jimmy about like, oh, I'm having all these weird dreams. And she wakes up one night and Raven is there like floating over her bed and she folds her cape over her. And then that way she can take Kara to a different spiritual plane where she could talk to her mother.
Okay.
Or talk to like some other character.
And you'd be okay.
Died.
You'd be okay with Supergirl going into the mystical and the magical because they really haven't done that yet.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I do it. They brought Nanda Parbat into Arrow.
That's true. That's totally true. I'm just saying. There's nothing been on the show so far
to indicate that.
So.
I would also not be miffed if we use that as a way to learn more about the White Martians or the Burning of Mars.
Okay.
And so we had Raven visit John Jones and do something like that. I also think a character who I don't particularly like, but I think could be perhaps very interesting as a young vigilante analog for Supergirl would be your Stephanie Brown Spoiler.
Have you had Spoiler?
Her? Yeah.
All right.
You had, you know, her in her purple costume before she's Batgirl. If you had her being like, I love Supergirl.
She'll never get past the bat embargo, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but if you had her be like, oh, I love Supergirl, this is what I can do, and have her do that, and then Supergirl's like, hey, like, calm down. And then you have your Batman analog.
you might actually be able to switch that for Cassie Wonder Girl.
Interesting.
Or a Donna Troy.
I'd be down with that, Donna Troy.
You might be able to do one of them and sneak them in there, but...
I'm just thinking because she doesn't have any powers.
Got it. Well, you could get around Donna Troy not having powers.
That's true.
I think you could do it.
So, yeah, who's the DC character who you would like to see incorporated into one of the multitude of shows that's on right now?
My character is a character that they've talked about introducing into The Flash, and they said they were going to do it in the second season, but we're 11 episodes in, and he is yet to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of wondering if they've just run out of space and they're not going to do him now, and that is my favorite Flash villain, the Mirror Master.
But which Mirror Master?
I like the original one.
Okay.
I like the original one. No, I like the second one, the Scottish one.
I was going to say, I really like the Scottish one.
I can't remember their names. But he was the one that was during the JLA storyline that Bruce Wayne bought off, and I liked it. They've said they're going to introduce the Mirror Master.
That's right.
But we haven't seen him so far. We're halfway through the season. We haven't seen him. And it's kind of frustrating me because I think he is the Flash's best villain. And I think he's so interesting. And I do love the thing that he can be bought off. Like, mm-hmm. if you pay him enough money, you know, he'll work for you. It's fine.
Yeah, it's kind of like how Leonard Snart has that weird code of honor.
All the rogues do. Most of the rogues do.
But with some characters more than others, it makes it a really neat, like, character tick. So they're more than just a villain.
Yes.
Which is nice.
Yes, totally. I'll give you another DC character that I would love to see. And I think a DC character that I think would make an amazing episode of Supergirl.
Okay.
The character that I most want to see on Supergirl is old Bibbo Babowski. Now, if you do not know who Bibbo Babowski is, I feel sorry for your life. But also, he is the big fisherman who lives in the docks. He runs a bar and he's Superman's number one fan. And he calls him Superman. And he's just a big dock worker guy. He wears a blue hat and a blue coat. He was voiced by Brad Garrett on the animated series. And you know what?
Awesomely.
I think Brad Garrett is age appropriate to play Bibbo Babowski in live action.
And also size appropriate.
And I think he would kill it.
Wow, what an interesting idea.
I think having the story of the guy on the street who suddenly becomes infatuated with Supergirl, because say she saves him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just becomes infatuated with her. And then over the course of the episode, he is inspired by her. So like every crime scene or whatever like that, he shows up and tries to help out. But of course, he causes more trouble. So she constantly ends up having to save him.
Mm.
And he becomes her number one fan.
That's an interesting idea.
I also think it'd add an interesting thing to see this big, old, burly dude be a fan of this like 21-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And think that she's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Brad Garrett would kill it.
Yeah.
Like, I think he'd win a guest star Emmy for it. Like, I guarantee you, because people would be like, oh my God, what is this character?
Wow, can you imagine if a superhero show won an Emmy?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I think it'd be good. I think Bibbo Babowski is a character that you could easily introduce to Supergirl, and I can't believe that they haven't done it yet.
Okay.
So, if we're going to hop on over to Marvel.
Yeah.
There is a Marvel character that I would love to see. I think there's a Marvel character that you could introduce. I think he would be nothing but a nod to the hat.
Mm-hmm.
But he could fit in very well with Phase 4 or Phase 5, whatever you're going to do with it.
Okay.
And that is Mach 5.
Who is Mach 5?
Mach 5 is a member of the Thunderbolts. Mach 5 actually is the Beetle. He's the Spider-Man villain known as the Beetle. His name is Abe Jenkins, I think. I can't remember his last name. But he, in the Thunderbolts, puts on this suit that basically looks like a jet. He has like wings on his back and he has like a fighter pilot helmet. He basically looks like a human plane. And that's kind of his abilities and stuff like that. So I think that you could very easily introduce him into the world of Stark Tech,
mm-hmm.
and just have it be like some side suit that Stark is developing for the military.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like a fighter pilot and boom, there he is.
Interesting.
Mach 5.
Interesting.
And then you could get that really deep cut that a lot of Marvel fans would be like, oh my God, I can't believe we were going to see a Thunderbolt.
And I'm sorry, did you say what show you wanted to introduce?
No, he should be in the movies.
Oh, okay.
He should show up in one of the movies. Again, I think you just have him show up as a background nod where they're like, hey, Abe, how's the Mach 5 armor going? Oh, great.
Yeah.
And then maybe in Infinity War, like he gets one scene where you see him fly and save somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the next phase, he actually joins the Avengers.
Okay.
But yeah, he'd be a deep cut character. And also his costume doesn't need to be redesigned. His costume as it looked in 1996, cinema ready.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Who's your Marvel character?
My Marvel character has only had one series.
Okay.
So far.
Let me guess.
And
Hold on. Let me guess. Devil Dinosaur.
No.
Oh, damn.
But if they wanted to put Devil Dinosaur
Kazar?
And Moon Girl in
Kazar?
In X-Men Apocalypse or Dupe, I'd be pretty freaking impressed.
You don't put Moon Girl, you put the monkey.
Moon Girl's cool.
No, you put the monkey.
Moon Girl is cool.
Listen, what do you against the primates? Don't put the primates down.
She's cute.
So are the monkey.
She spreads ethnic diversity.
The monkey spreads diseases. It's win-win.
And for the sake of putting them on a TV show, I appreciate that you would have to change some things about them. So in Daredevil, let's say season 3, I would have Daredevil train a young Asian female apprentice.
Okay.
Who's like, I don't know, 9. And then she stops showing up one day.
Okay.
And then in Daredevil season 5... I would have...
You're giving Daredevil a lot of seasons.
Hey, man, I'm in charge. I can do what I want.
Sure,
Charlie Cox can play Daredevil forever, as far as I'm concerned.
All right.
And then in season 5, I would have... Or I don't know, like Defenders or something. Something else that Daredevil is in. I would have this mysterious... Reports of this mysterious, like, ninja girl start showing up.
Okay.
And then I would reveal that it was Silk and that she'd been stuck in a bunker. And then I would have her join... I would have her...
Does she have spider powers?
Yes. And I would have... Because you know how Spider-Man and Daredevil used to team up? I would do those kind of stories, but I would do it with Silk instead. And I think that having the pre-existing relationship would be, like, maybe why Matt... Because that Matt Murdock is very
Silk's
harsh.
More of a,
why he would put up
a
with
lead
her.
Character than a supporting character, though. But I get what you're going for.
Yeah.
I mean, we did kind of say supporting characters, and Silk's not a supporting character. She has her own title.
She does, but she's only got 5 issues of it.
Yeah, I know, so. I know. But she's getting, like, she'll now be, like, in volume 2 of her own series, so.
Fine, then. I want Dupe to show up in Apocalypse.
I'm fine with that. Dupe, totally a supporting character.
Because I think that that movie in particular has the chance to do some of the really weird X-Men stuff.
Oh, yeah. Because you can say they're experiments by Apocalypse.
Yeah, like, I want that. I want Artie and Leech. I want Man-Thing. Like, I want all the really weird
the
stuff.
The giant Man-Thing.
Yes. And I want that joke.
That giant
Giant-size Man-Thing.
That giant-size Man-Thing.
Yeah.
Silk, interesting. I don't think we'll see Silk on Daredevil ever.
But, I don't think so either. But I think that
I was trying to figure out who you were talking about. I was like, okay, who?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, is she gonna say Psylocke? Is she gonna say like
Psylocke's gonna be in the movie? I just think for me, like, I think that Peter Parker Spider-Man is so passe in the movies. Like, there are enough other interesting Spider characters that you can tell basically the same story with without it being the exact same story.
So you think it's more interesting to cross her over with Daredevil?
Yeah, and like, I get it. Everyone knows Peter Parker, but like, if they had decided to make this new Spider-Man Miles, even though I'm not super familiar with all of Miles' history, I would be way more in, like, I don't really care about that Spider-Man movie. And I think that there's, like I said, there's a ton of interesting Spider characters that you could do
are
that
are more interesting than Peter.
Yeah, and that are more diverse than Peter. Yeah. And again, like, that's the trend, so why not push towards that?
Yeah. It's a thing, though, that executives and people, of course, want to go for the biggest brand synergy. And everybody knows Spider-Man is Peter Parker. So that's why they're like, here's the thing, though. I have no doubt in my mind that we see Miles on screen within 10 years.
I hope so.
Like, live action Miles. Yeah. I guarantee it. Although, you know, to be honest with you, you know the thing that I'm most excited for about Peter Parker being in the Marvel Universe?
Nope.
I am praying for a moment to the Norse gods, praying to the Norse gods, that they do let Daredevil in Infinity War, Charlie Cox Daredevil. Mm-hmm. Because I want him to dress down Spider-Man so hard. Like, because there is that running gag in Ultimates that Daredevil just, like, really doesn't like anything that Peter Parker does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I tell, like, Charlie Cox's Matt Murdock
is so that Matt Murdock.
He would have no patience for Peter Parker Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
And would just constantly tell that kid to, like, oh, you know, like, you need to go home and change your diaper. It's like, yeah. I could see him saying lines like that, you know, like, sit down and leave this to the adults, kid.
I also really need, because they talk about the Green Lantern Corps movie and how, you know, like, words like buddy cop and team up story, like, those have been thrown around a lot. And if that's going to maybe be a lighter adventure story, then I would really love to see, like, a character like Glomulus appear.
Oh.
Some of the weirder lanterns.
I'll give you a supporting character that I need and okay. I definitely want to see in the Green Lantern Corps movie.
Yeah.
Saronic Natu.
Yes!
Because.
I love her.
And here's what you do. I think in this universe, you could make her pink.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I was going to say, cast her as Indian.
Yeah.
And then put the marks on her face, just like she has in the comic books, and leave her like that.
Or, like, maybe make the marks pink?
Something like that.
Or a pinkish hue, like,
but,
not a hot
but
pink.
Let us see that she's a woman of color.
Yeah.
And ethnicity. And she's the third lead of that movie.
You mean don't turn her into a yellow alien?
Yes. Yeah. Let us see that and make her the third lead of that movie.
Like, if you cast like, maybe, like, the woman who was the romantic lead in Slumdog Millionaire.
Sure.
Because, like, she has that accent as well in the movie, but she's very comprehensible. So, like, she seems very alien at the same time.
There's plenty of actresses out there that could handle it.
She's just the first person who came to mind when you said, you know, Indian.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but Saronic Natu and make her a huge part of it. That's my biggest wish. I want Saronic Natu in that movie.
With or without the Sinestro connection?
Either or.
Okay.
Either or, I have a feeling that Sinestro will be in that movie too as a Green Lantern.
Well, Sinestro's kind of Hal's ultimate.
I don't need Saronic to be his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice twist.
Yeah.
On the thing, but they kind of let you go. In the comic books, they let you go a while without knowing that. You didn't find that out until Sinestro Corps War. So yeah. You had 25 issues with Saronic Natu, and then you were like, oh, you know, so it was a nice twist. In the movies, I don't need that. In the movies, I think that we need a character like her, and it's more important to have her in that movie than to make her the daughter of Sinestro.
Yeah, and to have her be able to go toe-to-toe with all the other Lanterns.
With the male characters. Because otherwise, there's not a other strong female Green Lantern than Orisa.
And I was going to say Orisa. But Orisa. But she needs a costume update.
Yes, she needs a less sexier costume. And, well, she can have a sexier costume, but she needs to be covered up more, basically. Yeah. And they need to, like... the reason I stay away from Orisa is because Orisa was basically Hal's girlfriend for a long time.
You would have to reinvent the wheel with her, just like Felicity and Caitlin. Yes,
yeah, exactly. But I think you could do better by having it be Saronic.
Mm-hmm. And you could also cast Orisa as a person of color.
Sure, why not?
As well.
Make Saronic the pink alien.
Yeah.
Or no, I mean Orisa.
Orisa's kind of like orange.
She's a whitey. She's a whitey.
She got elf ears, though.
She's a whitey. I don't know. Any other DC characters you can think of that you really want to see? Who do you want to see? Justice League happens. Justice League movie, part one.
Yeah.
Who's a supporting character or an Easter egg that you were like, I want to see in that movie?
Ted Cruz?
Whoa. Wow. We're not even going to go down that.
Ted Cord.
You want a mention of Ted Kord.
I want a mention of Ted Kord. I want to see Ted Kord. We've had Kord Industries mentioned, and we've seen it.
Kord Industries is all over Arrow.
It is.
I don't think it was in Man of Steel. I could be wrong. I'm pretty certain it's not.
But I want to see...
There's a Booster Gold Easter egg in Man of Steel.
I know.
Yeah.
I would love him to be Blue Beetle, but I would love to see scientist Ted Kord, because that's where he's at his best.
I think make him competition to Lex Luthor.
Or make him Bruce Wayne's like partner, like they consult. Well, or
the reason why I was saying is make him Lex Luthor's competition is because then when the world gets invaded, he's like, I can help. And Superman's immediately like, no, because you look like Luthor. And then he's actually a good guy.
Oh, cool.
And then so you change the paradigm with that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be the other. That's one that I need. I need Ted Kord.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting. I don't have anybody.
Fine.
I was going to say Snapper Carr. I'd love a mention to Snapper Carr.
Would you?
There's like a reporter and just have his name tag say it'd be Snapper Carr.
I kind of want Snapper Carr to be like Jimmy Olsen's childhood best friend in Supergirl.
Oh, that'd be great.
And they like talk on the phone or something.
They should do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then if you wanted, you could introduce him later on. But I would love if it was like a joke that tied back in.
Introduce him as Sam.
Yeah.
And then say that his nickname is Snapper.
Yeah. And he's like, don't call me that. Don't call me Jimmy.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, totally. Why don't they have her on Supergirl?
That's who Wynn should have been.
Snapper Carr?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're totally right. He's Snapper Carr. That's so cool.
Yeah. Right. And then you're halfway on your way to building the Justice League that show's going for.
The Justice League International. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I think that's it for this Patreon-inspired podcast. Thank you guys so much for your support. It's because of you that you make these conversations happen. We love you all. Just know that. What supporting character do you want to appear in the DC universe or the Marvel universe? Just let us know on Twitter. You can do that all over the place. I'm Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Be seeing ya, monkeys.